Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 54. We're going to talk about something very serious and awful. The beginning of slavery is the title of this one. We subtitle it The Fall from Paradise. A poet of the day called America Earth's Only Paradise. Well, if America was paradise, then the institution of slavery was the fall. Now, we learned about tobacco in our last lesson. Tobacco brought prosperity, but it also brought with it a great evil, slavery. In order to cultivate the crop, a person needed a lot of workers, and cheap labor was what they wanted. So the settlers, instead of working with their own hands, began to buy slaves. Now, slavery in America, an institution that was carried over from the old world, is based on the sanctioning of kidnapping with the support of religion. And it's also based on the belief that a person had the right to be lazy by stealing the fruits of the labors of those that were kidnapped. I know that's saying a mouthful, but that's what it was. Now, I know this is ironic and hypocritical, considering that America had the ideal of private property and anti-communism. We learned about that in previous lessons. However, as we've said before, this practice was carried over from the old world, and the minds of the people would change over time as they started to realize how evil this was. You see, in America, as the institutions of freedom were developed and people started thinking more, freedom started extending over a wider sphere, and it included everyone eventually. So we cannot throw out the baby with the bathwater. The institution was evil. We're going to admit it in this history course, but we're also going to see the tendency toward better things. Even Frederick Douglass said that he took courage in America's founding documents and the tendencies of the age toward freedom. And that's what we're going to do in this history course. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about slavery here. John Rolfe said that in August of 1619, a Dutch ship sold them 20 African slaves. And this was the beginning of African slavery in America. At first, however, there were more white slaves. One group consisted of prisoners, another of unfortunates who were victims of kidnapping, and a third group who willingly sold themselves into slavery. So, in total, we have four groups of slaves in America. So let's take a brief look at each one of these. First, there were prisoners, or criminals, who were sent over from England to serve as slaves for a term of 10 years. They were basically sentenced to hard labor in America. Now, the second group consisted of gypsies, homeless people, and orphaned kids. Groups of evil men called press gangs would kidnap these unfortunates back in England and ship them over to Virginia's tobacco planters. Imagine somebody doing this and being proud of it. Well, then there was a third group of slaves that were called indentured servants. Now, these were people who sold themselves into slavery for a certain number of years to pay for their passage to America or to pay off some old debts. Now, some of these white servants or slaves made good lives for themselves after they were freed. Others went to the backwoods and lived hunting and fishing, living among the natives, and we don't really hear much about them again. But as I said, some of these people, after they served their term, they made a good life for themselves. Now, the fourth and last group was African slaves who had no such hope of freedom. Now, remember, in those days, the whites saw nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with enslaving the so-called African heathens. They kidnapped them, and slavery was sanctioned by religion as well. Refer back to our lesson on Sir John Hawkins. We told you about that. And remember, again, this was a centuries-old European practice our forefathers transported to America. Now, after 1700, indentured servants rarely were sent over because the African slave trade had been well-established by that time. And these were the ones, the Africans who were doing the work on the plantations. And as we shall see, this practice will cause many problems in American history, the remnants of which are still with us today. All right, so we see here this is how slavery began in America. We have to face the facts. Now, in our next lesson, we're going to talk about something good. Just a few weeks before the first shipment of African slaves arrived in Virginia, Virginia gave birth to America's free institutions, institutions that would eventually lead to freedom for everyone. Yes, in one sense, it was hypocrisy that one of the greatest freedom movements in history was accompanied with the opposite principle of slavery. But remember, these were movements in the right direction. Over time, liberty overcame slavery, and that we can be thankful for. All right, this is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. Listen, I really hope you learned something. Until our next lesson, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.